Pennsylvania, coming to you live across the country. So we're all caught up on who we are, and we'll bounce back to some of those things momentarily. But I want to throw something hot and heavy on the table, since we all come from an athletic background and a bit of a sports background, and we all have invested community interests. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the national scene, and we can plug this in. They just dropped a serious bomb on Sean Miller out of Arizona, and when we talk about past indiscretions, it usually involves the NCAA. NCAA is going to get you. NCAA is going to put you on probation. NCAA, Louisville is going to snatch up games that they said you didn't play, when in fact you did play them, and you remember playing them, even though they said they're taking them away from you. So now we get this huge bomb that the FBI had been wiretapping Sean Miller. Now, of course, Sean Miller, somebody we all relate to, Pittsburgh native, Black Hawk. His dad, John Miller, legendary Hall of Fame area coach, who was taught and conducted and operated basketball extraordinaire. His brother, Archie Miller, who's at Indiana, just a basketball family extraordinaire. We find out several days ago that allegedly he had given the green light to one of his assistants, or to someone, to okay $100,000 going to a prospective player. So first thing out my mouth, and you guys can chime in, is that this kind of stuff has been going on forever and a day. You know, LeBron James just made a comment when he was asked, I don't know if you guys heard this, he was asked, you know, what he would have done if that situation had been presented to him. And his response was, you know, I can't quote him verbatim, but his response was, well, I can't tell you exactly what I would have done. He said, but I can tell you this. Me and my mom were very poor. And if anybody listening thinks that I was passing up $100,000 then, you're sadly mistaken. So, in essence, he's saying what everybody has known for years and years. It's been going on. So how do you guys feel about the FBI part coming to you? Yeah. And is it overkill? And what do you think?
I think it is overkill.
Uh-oh.
Here you have, and I thought about this. There's four, you might as well say, college sports, where these kids get drafted, all right? Now, why is it that there's all these rules on two sports?
Good point.
In the other two sports, you get signed right out of high school, and they start paying you. That's my question, all right? The two sports I'm talking about, where the kids get paid right out of high school, is hockey and baseball. And who makes up the majority of those players in that sport versus basketball and football?
Not to mention, along with that, tennis and golf can go do that as well. So, although they're not the major sports that you speak of, but tennis and golfers can do that too. So, are you offering that it's racially motivated?
Yes.
We don't pull any punches on this show, B, so you can put it out there.
Yes, I think it's. I mean, you have these student athletes in these sports where they can't go and get a job, but they're bringing in all these millions of dollars for the institution. And when it's just not fair. All right. Well, if you have an 18-year-old who's he can go to work and he can go to the military, but he can't get paid for, I think they should get paid. I think they should draft him. Forget about the NCAA. If you want to draft a kid who's a potential point guard out of high school, draft him.
Who wants to make a living?
Right? Now, right, that's his profession. Yeah. All right. Yeah. If you want to be a student athlete, all right, then you're that's where your level is.
Now, let me just say something else has been offered, and Coach Hall, you can jump in. It's also been offered that, doesn't the FBI have more important things to do in this world of terrorism and et cetera? And I'm not
shooting in schools.
Yeah, shooting in schools. Don't they have more important things to do than coming down on basketball coaches for paying athletes to do what's been done
and what they've been doing forever?
One would think that. All right. There's so many different types of squads on the FBI. I worked on the background investigation squad. If you needed a security clearance, that's what my squad did, and we ask all these questions. All right. There's that. There's counterintelligence. All right. We watched the Russians.
Something just dawns on me. I just closed my eyes and had a vision of going downstairs in your house, and a panel opens up, and you must have an arsenal. He's licensed though. I mean, as a state trooper and an FBI cat.
I don't have any.
You don't have any.
Okay. No. Okay.
I just had a vision.
No,
of,
I don't have any.
Know, yeah. Right.
Door pulls back and
it just opens up. And he has machetes and AKs.
No, none of that. I don't.
You don't even maintain a weapon from your state trooper days.
No.
Huh.
No, this is my best weapon.
Okay. Well, he was pointing to his head, ladies and gentlemen, when he said that.
Well, I would agree with Brian that I do also feel it's racially motivated, but this is not new. So my question is also, in all these years, and I'm going to enjoy one moment of this, and saying of all the schools mentioned, UNLV is not on this list. So that was really important for me to clarify nationally.
And I think that's fair, given that during the 80s, you were on every list available for something or the other. So,
and it was so only the NCAA that was coming after Tark, who Tark beat in the room of the courtroom.
Absolutely, right.
It was never nothing the proven. FBI.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Today, it's on a higher level than what UNLV was ever on. Okay, so I just had to get
that. Well, good clarification.
Yeah, I feel much
better. So as a coach now, so you've coached on virtually every level.
Yes.
So let's talk about, and I think it's fair and safe to say we all like Sean Miller. We like the Miller family. I've known them. I've done a couple basketball camps with John back in the day, and John Miller, the dad, and have known Sean from my affiliation with Pitt. So we don't wish anything bad on him or the family, but I do think it's overkill. But it's being talked about that he could be done coaching at this level. Certainly, I don't think forever, but I think it's going to take a moment. But as a coach, where are you at with this?
So I can share one experience. It had nothing to do with finances. But I remember an AD from an unnamed school says to me, hey, I'm going to bring you in as an assistant, but I'm going to fire the head coach. But if you ever say anything about that, I will dispute that I ever made that comment. So, needless to say, it's like as a head coach, you hire your assistants, right? You hire people that are going to be loyal to you. However, your job is to be the overall keeper of everything that happens in the program. So back in November when this first broke and they talked about Arizona, Auburn, and the other schools of the assistants that were arrested, I immediately thought about the head coaches. Because you can say you don't know or I only had partial information. The bottom line of the story, if anything happens in your program, they're not going to your assistants. They're coming to the head coach.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I don't know what Sean is saying to them. I don't know what Bruce Pearl is saying to them. I don't know what Rick Pitino said to them. But I do know as a former college Division I head coach, you are solely responsible from the minor to the major. And this here is on a grand scale. This is not even major. So you do have responsibility for your assistant coaches.
But here's this question. The one question I've been bouncing around on. You can't say that on the telephone. Like who does that?
Right.
Who says that on the phone? No matter what you might think. Like, I'm reminded of all those scenes in movies when two guys are at the table and a guy writes a number on a piece of paper and slides it in front of him. I mean, that's the only way you deliver that message. So, I mean, and in light of Louisville and Rick Pitino getting slapped around the last couple of weeks, who would make that comment on the phone?
So my question is, too, what phone was he on?
That's a great question.
We have cell phones. But then I'm thinking, you know what, FBI, modern technology, oh, my gosh. They probably have so much.
Well, let's go to the FBI guy for that. How do they tap your cell phone?
That is way after me.
Okay.
When did I leave? 89. I left in 89. And the technology, I would imagine, has grown so much.
What's the chip? It's got to be the chip.
The sophistication of it.
The chip lets you have access. I mean,
but you got to get the chip in there.
Well, no, here's what I'm saying. You know, there's a lot of conversation about. Have you heard the conversation about your television is watching you while you're
right,
watching
sure,
it,
sure.
and while you when you monitor things in your email? So the government is watching us and has that. People always say, "Well, I don't want them to know my business." They know your business. Everybody, they know whatever they want to know about you.
Yeah, I don't know, but 3,000 hours worth of wiretape. Like, was he going to sleep? Like, you know, was it activated when he said? Hello?
Again, do they not have more important things to do? So you struck a nerve when you said that, Coach Hall. So, Brian, let me throw this at you. A little bit of a sidebar here. Obviously, there was another shooting, and 17 people lost their lives. And it's been reported and alleged that as a state trooper, this may be more something you can respond to than your FBI status. So the officer on site that was let me just start from where I was going. Initially, it was offered that an officer that was working at the school, who was on site as an officer at the school, apparently was outside the building and didn't react by going in. So he got lambasted and subsequently retired. When in fact, we all know that he was told to hit the road. All right, now, as you point out by your fingers, it's been now suggested that four other officers were there as well. I'll let you clean all this up for me, but I do want to offer this before I pass the ball to you. Something that I should point out, Coach Hall, that I did quite well during my playing days. You know, as a football player, you always tell these guys, I'm just throwing this in just to make you happy. I always tell guys, well, Neil, I'm a B-level ball player. I never claimed to be an A-level ball player. I'm an athlete. I can play anything that bounces or rolls, I can do it. But as a football player, I can play basketball. You can't find a whole lot of basketball players that play football. I'm just saying. Anyway,
I just had to throw that in.
But no, on a serious tip, Donald Trump goes on national tweet and television and offers the guys a coward. I mean, first of all, Donald Trump, you ducked the draft five different times, five different ways. Where do you get off calling somebody a coward? And secondly, you don't know the circumstance that man was under. He might have five kids at home that makes him stop and pause. So I'm not about to call somebody a coward who doesn't run into gunfire. But as a state trooper, you, like those sheriffs, are trained to do a certain thing a certain way. How do you respond to all this?
Well, tactics, for one thing. I've been shot at and overmatched. Guy had a 30-30 rifle, and he's in the tree stand. All right, so I'm outgunned. I have a 357 Magnum, 4-inch barrel, all right, and I'm on the low ground. He had his pinned down, so I could sort of put myself in his shoes because it's similar, not the same. The tactics I didn't understand for him, unless he was his plan waiting for backup, or was the plan to get eyes on? Because there's no way he could have took that guy on. That's where Trump has it wrong. All right, they want to arm teachers and put sidearms on them. Okay. This guy had an AR-15, okay, which is an offensive weapon, all right? If you need that to hunt with, you're a poor hunter, okay? That gun is made to, okay, hunt people, yeah. All right? So the tactics I don't understand. I mean, our job at the end of the day was to go home.
So if I can put you in that spot for that moment, if you don't think it's unfair, you would have, based on your training, you would have probably done what, do you think?
I would have tried to put myself in the position where I could at least put eyes on him.
Because you don't even know where the guy's at.
I know. Well, you can hear him.
You can hear him, but I mean, okay. You don't know if you walk in the door and he turns and blows you apart.
But we were taught, I remember Sergeant Gesford from the State Police Academy, cover men, cover. Always seek cover. Okay.
Okay.
So you're not walking down the middle of the hallway. All right.
So no, we don't blame this guy.
Not it's I'm not going to say blame. I'm going to say question. You know, and for someone like me, it's well, tactically, what were you doing? Okay, was he waiting for backup? I don't know, because I wasn't. None of us were in on the when he interviewed with the sheriff with his chief. We don't know what was what was discussed. Who knows if he was ordered to do A, B, or C? We don't know. If it were me, you can hear guns make different sounds.
Yeah.
All right. A pistol makes a certain sound different from a shotgun, from that type of rifle. So you know. All right. And you, like I said, you're not going to walk down the hallway.
All right, now. And I appreciate that. And let me just offer this, but Coach Hall, I'm going to ask you from a coach's perspective, from a person who's worked in the high school systems, if you're on the scene when that goes down, what you're thinking and what you're thinking is about teachers with weapons. But I want to offer this while you contemplate that. There used to be a TV show on called What Would You Do? I don't know if you guys ever saw it.
Yes.
And it would create scenarios in restaurants about race relations or abuse or anything like that, or bullying, and they would the camera would try to determine what bystanders would do. Like, if you were in a restaurant and a man hit his wife, what would you do? Would you stand up? Would you break it up? Would you ignore it? Yada, yada, yada. But one of the segments, they released a report that they did on a national level. They interviewed X amount of people. Like, lots of people were interviewed and tested on this particular thing, including veterans and military and officers. Take a quick guess on the percentage of people that will not do what they think they would do in a crisis across the board. Just a quick
85%.
Guess. How many?
I agree with Coach.
Well, it speaks to awareness, because 83% of the people interviewed in this training process, 83% of the people will not do what in their minds they think they would do, like we see on TV and the movies, including things like, if your child fell into a pool, would you jump in? Probably yes. But if your friend falls into the river, are you jumping in? There's a whole different thought process there. Like this guy in that situation. Well, no, everybody thinks they would go running in that building, but we don't all do what we think that Superman thing in our mind tells us to do. But we're going to come back in a moment. But before we break, I want Coach Hall's response on, as a coach, and how you would respond.
Sure. As a coach, you know, first thing is safety of your kids. I mean, you have to get everyone to safety, and that means locking the doors. If you have shades on your classroom door, get them in a deep corner, deep closet. As far as the guns go, arming teachers, oh, I'm not sure about that. I would be on the side of saying no, because the temperament of adults might be unstable, and they may be provoked. And in a scenario where they would not really need to use that gun, they may pull it out and use it. So I'm a little leery, but I could see, I mean, I could have some compassion in terms of why they could, but I lean on the side of leave guns out of teachers' hands.
Less guns, less trouble. Well, we're going to take a break and come back in just a moment. It's Urban Media Today Radio, Urban Media Today Sports, and it's Soul Take Champions Live.
Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio, for the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast, toast, and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.
Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for The Nightcap, your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back, relax, and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's The Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio.